Mary Wilson of the Supremo in Medford.
Chapter 1. He was as tough and romantic as the city he loved. Behind his black-rimmed glasses was the coiled sexual power of a jungle cat. Oh, I love this.
It's the map. I can see it's the map. What use is that to us now?
Look closer. Tiger fledgling, see? See the vortex like the darkness?
That's a hole.
Exactly.
It could lead almost anywhere.
Everywhere.
What?
We just found the biggest hole in the universe, and it's practically below our feet. Kevin, you're a genius.
Good evening, everyone. I am Savoir Faire, host of Songs from the Squid Pod. Tonight's pre-recorded edition of the Squid Pod has no specific theme, unlike last week's 2022 celebration of black musicians, the Squid Pod's Black History Month edition, which you can still listen to on the station's website at WMFO.org and clicking on the schedule link at the top of the page. So, without further ado, let's dive into it with the Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week. This week in 1986, Whitney Houston reached number one on the US Hot 100 for the second time with How Will I Know? Name her first number one single. We're remembering Whitney Houston tonight, as it was 10 years ago today that we lost her. The answer to the Squid Pod trivia question of the week is coming up at the end of the show, so keep it locked on 91.5 FM. Feel free, however, to text message the station with the answer at 781-350-3264. Again, that's 781-350-3264. I am monitoring it live for the next hour. You can also DM me on Twitter at SquidPodRadio.
I have to come and see you, maybe once or twice a year. I think nothing looks at me better than some downtown atmosphere. In the dance halls and the galleries, betting in the OTB, synchronized like magic, good friends you and me. The sun goes down in Jersey, right? Swapping stories, sitting around in some all night zoo,
watching it run like a movie,
synchronized like magic. Good friends with me.
No hearts of gold, no nerves of steel.
Trouble around the corner.
Could be
changing me. Confusing me.
Now for something completely different.
Relax. You're quite safe here.
Am I dreaming?
No.
Where am I? In bed? What am I doing? talking to myself.
Look, I must have a star on my door.
Or better still.
A door?
Swing doors, huh?
Okay, doors.
Swing.
On the window. One, two, three, sleep.
Paranoia. let me sleep. Poetry, that'll work. Come, sweet slumber, and shroud me in thy purple cloak.
Doesn't even rhyme. Is that my tea's made?
Paranoid.
I can't stand tea.
Thank you.
Right now, the COVID-19 vaccines are available to millions of Americans, and soon, they will be available to everyone.
This vaccine means hope. It will protect you and those you love from this dangerous and deadly disease.
I want to go back to work and I want to be able to move around.
To visit with Michelle's mom, to hug her and see her on her birthday.
You know what I'm really looking forward to is going to opening day in Texas Ranger Stadium with a full stadium.
We've lost enough people and we've suffered enough damage.
In order to get rid of this pandemic, it's important for our fellow citizens to get vaccinated.
I'm getting vaccinated because we want this pandemic to end as soon as possible.
So we urge you to get vaccinated when it's available to you.
So roll up your sleeve and do your part.
This is our shot.
Now it's up to you.
You are listening to Songs from the Squid Pod here on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. We began tonight's show with Joni Mitchell's Good Friends from 1985's Dog Eat Dog. Thomas Dolby is credited on that album as a co-producer, but the version released as part of the 2003 Mitchell box set, the Complete Geffen Recordings albums, he is only credited as sound file assistants. The story is there was some misunderstanding between Mitchell and Dolby about what the original intent was for hiring him. That track also featured Michael McDonald on vocals. Michael will be celebrating his 70th birthday tomorrow. Neil Young and the Shocking Pinks gave us Wonderin' from Everybody's Rockin' from 1983. I played those first two tracks in support of Mitchell and Young's recent decision to pull their music from Spotify in protest of the misinformation about COVID and vaccines found in some of the podcasts available on Spotify. The Art of Noise with Max Headroom, followed with Paranoimia from 1983. We heard Laurie and the Chameleons, The Lonely Spy from 1980. Our Daughter's Wedding gave us Target for Life from 1981's Digital Cowboy. They don't use the possessive apostrophe in Daughters, so if you're looking at the playlist, don't fault me for the way it's written. Finishing up the first half of the show was Simple Minds' Ghost Dancing from 1986. In the background, you are listening to Tangerine Dream's Love on a Real Train from the Risky Business soundtrack from 1984. Still plenty more to get to tonight, here on Songs from the Squid Pod.
list of crime. My only weakness is, well, never mind, never mind. Shoplifters of the world, unite and take over. Shoplifters of the world, hand it over, hand it over, hand it over. Learn to love me in the simple ways. Now, today, tomorrow, and always. My only weakness is a listed crime. But last night the plans for a future war was all I saw on Channel 4. Shoplifters of the world, unite and take over. Shoplifters of the world, hand it over, hand it over, hand it over.
Well, that's going to do it for me tonight, folks. I'm Savoir-Faire, and I hope you enjoyed tonight's edition of Songs from the Squid Pod. I'll be back next Friday night at 10 p.m. sharp for another trip through the 80s, so be sure to tune in then. In the meantime, I've got the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question. In case you joined late, tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question of the week was, this week in 1986, Whitney Houston reached number one on the U.S. Hot 100 for the second time with How Will I Know? Name her first single. And the answer to tonight's Squid Pod 80s trivia question is Saving All My Love for You, which you are listening to in the background. That's taken from her 1985 self-titled debut, which was the first album by a woman to yield three number one hits. She broke her own record on her follow-up album, Whitney, which produced four number one hits. Some more amazing facts about Whitney. She's the only artist, male or female, to have seven consecutive number one singles on the U.S. Hot 100. The previous record of six number ones was shared by the Beatles and Bee Gees. The soundtrack to her 1992 album, The Bodyguard, is still the best-selling soundtrack of all time. We're remembering Whitney Houston, who passed away 10 years ago today in 2012. A quick recap before I sign off. We started the last set with something from the Go-Betweens' 1987 release, Tallulah. We listened to Bye Bye Pride. That's in honor of the late Grant McLennan of the Go-Betweens, who was born February 12, 1958. This week in 1982, the Go-Go smashed their way into the top 40 on the U.S. Hot 100, jumping from number 64 to 31 with We Got the Beat. Also appearing in the top 40 this week, Rod Stewart's Tonight I'm Yours, Don't Hurt Me, in parentheses. China Crisis gave us King in a Catholic Style, Wake Up, also in parentheses, from their 1985 album, Flaunt the Imperfection. This week, February 9th, 1985, to be precise, Madonna's album, Like a Virgin, reached number one on the Billboard 200. That was her first number one album. We listened to the title track. Speaking of the charts, the Smiths were sitting at number one on the UK Independent Singles Chart in 1987 for the second week with Shoplifters of the World Unite. Lead singer Holly Johnson of Frankie Goes to Hollywood celebrated his 62nd birthday a couple of days ago on February 9th, so we listened to Relax from 1984's Welcome to the Pleasure Dome. And closing out the set was Violence from Pet Shop Boys' 1986 release, Please. Have a great weekend, everyone. Just a reminder, it's a fact. If you're vaccinated against the coronavirus, you are less of a risk to others. Be mindful, be kind. Stay safe, get vaccinated if you haven't already, and be sure to get the booster as soon as possible. And don't forget to wear a mask that covers your nose and mouth when you're out and about. Ciao.
You've been listening to Songs from the Squid Pod, hosted by Savoir-Faire, on 91.5. WMFO, Medford.
A few stolen moments is all that we share. You've got your family and they need you there. Though I try to resist being last on your list, but no. Be free. You say. just a few minutes more. Gonna get that old feeling when you walk through that door. 'Cause tonight is the night for feeling alright. We'll be making love the whole night through. So I'm saving all my love. Yes, I'm saving all my love. Yes, I'm saving all my love for you. No other woman is gone.
America, your children have an amazing superpower. That's right. They can help save lives by simply washing their hands. Just 20 seconds of thorough hand washing after they've coughed or sneezed or been outside can help fight against the dastardly spread of germs. Armed with only soap and water and hands, your superhero can protect you, your family, and everyone out there in America land. Amazing! Find out more at coronavirus.gov. A message from the CDC and the Ad Council.